In the second book of Luke, the book of Acts, and as we look at Luke's gospel, we need to realize that Luke is making a declaration of the things he knows. And today we will begin, and by the way, we will only do an introduction, in Acts chapter number 12. And by way of introduction, I want to call your attention back to Luke chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. And I would suggest that you write this down if you don't have it, and read Josephus, volume 4, if you're going to do this. I'm not going to read it for you. Volume 4, pages 260, 261. Now, Luke 1 through 4 tells us a little bit about Luke. For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of these things, which are most surely believed among us. And I want you to look at the word believed. They are setting in order and making a declaration, even as they delivered them unto us, who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. And it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things, from the very first to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus, that thou mightest know the certainty of these things wherein thou hast been instructed. Now, Luke is writing an orderly, quote-unquote, history. He is writing the things that he knows. He is not a historian, quote, such, as such, unquote. He is writing to people that know the historical setting, and he is setting forth the things that they believe. And you'll notice that which are most surely believed among us. Now, when we come to the 12th chapter of Acts, in this study of the 12th chapter of Acts, we will conclude with the first major division. And the first major division has been the